I see so much content about how working 9-to-5s are scams and we just making these companies richer, giving them all our time. You know, it had me really believing that at one point. I feel like that's misleading, though, and here's why. Welcome to the Personal Development Blueprint, the podcast that's all about leveling up and helping you become the best version of yourself. I'm your host, Jay Cope. Join me as we talk about different tools and strategies to help you navigate through everyday life, creating a blueprint for your personal growth. Let's get into it. Welcome back, y'all, and thank y'all for tuning into yet another episode of the Personal Development Blueprint. Today, we're going to be talking about three myths of personal development. Now, I fell victim to these myself throughout my journey, but I'm here to throw y'all the alley-oop so y'all don't make the same mistakes that I made. And if you stick around to the end, we got a bonus myth for y'all that you definitely want to be aware of. This is one that really helped me get to the next level. And if you haven't already checked out the last episode, which was episode 5, where we took a deep dive into personal development and how to get started, then make sure y'all check that out. It's a lot of good information in there. And this episode is pretty much the sequel to that one. Let's jump right into our first myth. Personal development is a solo journey. One of the biggest myths out there is that personal development is something that you have to do alone. I mean, it's true. A lot of the work does happen internally, but you don't have to do everything solo. Matter of fact, having a strong support system around you can actually make the journey a lot easier. Now, this can be a mentor, a coach, a friend, or a group of like-minded people who got their own personal development journey going on. These people can give you advice, motivation, or a listening ear when you need it. Now, my guy Jalen, we on similar paths. And, you know, we talk a lot. We always dropping gems on each other, motivating each other, you know, especially when we at the gym. I might be thinking I'm done with a set. And he'd be like, no, let's add this or throw in a set of these. And I'd be thinking like, bro, you on some BS. But we push each other, man. And at the end of the workout, it'd be all worth it. So shout out Jalen. And I got to shout out my guys, DJ and Mills. Now, we got a group chat, and I believe DJ, he renamed it Superior Man, which was a book of a title that he recommended me a while back. It's still on my bookshelf. I haven't gotten around to reading yet, but it's coming. But these are some solid dudes, man. We always dropping nuggets in the chat, whether it's a book, Instagram clip, or just tapping in, shooting some words of encouragement, seeing how the week is going. And from time to time, we pop out for gym session, and man, it be so lit. It's something about when you in the gym with partners, it makes you go harder. It's like a friendly competition almost. But it's just good to have like-minded people around you, man. You know, we all feed off each other's energy. So again, shout out to the guys. I'm super grateful for y'all. Remember, personal development is not a solo journey. Reach out to people, man. We all in this together. Now, myth number 2, it's all positive. Yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Some days I just don't feel like showing up. I know we see the Instagram posts, the videos on TikTok where people are working out. You know, they looking good, got the diets together, businesses on point. You know, living their best life. What we don't show is those days where we don't feel like going to the gym. You know, we cut the reps short or we didn't lift as much weight as we normally lift. Some days we even end the workouts early. Or let's say you scarf down those slices of pizza or you smash that burger. The positive thinking movement, it got people believing that personal development means you have to have a permanent positive attitude, where negative thoughts or emotions are seen as failures. Real authentic personal development means acknowledging and managing all emotions, not just the positive ones. It's about developing emotional intelligence, which we also did an episode about. So check that out if you haven't already. The truth is, every day ain't going to be your best. So if you think getting into personal development is just going to turn you into this 24/7 positive person who's just motivated all the time, we got to get that out of our heads. We're still human, but you can definitely start having way more good days than bad. Now, our last myth, personal development is quick and easy. We get attracted to the idea that we can make all these changes in our lives quick and with little effort. I think naturally our brains want to take the easy route. So it's easy to get excited when we see the quick fix stuff. We see this a lot, especially on social media. You know, I feel like more than ever these days, the narrative of instant gratification is pushed on us. You know, we see these quit your job, get rich quick schemes, or get shredded and lose 50 pounds in 30 days. I mean, they put a lot of pressure on us, man. I see so much content about how working 9-to-5s are scams and we just making these companies richer, giving them all our time. You know, it had me really believing that at one point. I feel like that's misleading though. And here's why. For one, to each his own. Some people are perfectly fine and satisfied working 9-to-5s. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can't do nothing but respect it. However, if you do want to start a business or pursue a dream that you have, use your 9-to-5 to help fund those things. Don't just up and quit. Look at your 9-to-5 like a private investor. Another thing to think about is, hold up, give me a little water. Another thing to think about is shifting our focus from chasing results and quick fixes to chasing habits. The results are a byproduct of the habits. And I cannot stress this enough. If we put the majority of our efforts into building the habits, then the results, they're going to come naturally. Here's the reality. Personal development is often a slow and challenging process. It takes consistent effort, self-reflection, and ability to step out your comfort zone. Y'all, growth happens outside your comfort zone. And if you want change that actually lasts, key words, y'all, actually lasts, that takes time and there are no genuine quick fixes. And normally when you get something quick, you lose it quick. How many of us have heard the saying, easy come, easy goes? All of the magic happens during the journey, not necessarily the end result. Now, for my people who still here, I did promise a bonus myth. A lot of people don't see stuff all the way through to the end. So if you still here, you definitely standing out from the crowd. So here's the bonus myth. It's easy for people that are consistently doing it. This one really threw me for a loop when I got started on my journey. And once I understood this, it helped me turn it up a few notches. I would see people that were super fit. You know, they had their diets together, content creators shooting tons of videos, just pumping out content. And then I would think to myself, man, these people must have some type of superpowers to consistently stay motivated to get all of these results. I remember towards the beginning of my journey, I had a super high level of motivation. I think I watched a few seminars, you know, I listened to some audiobooks. It was all fresh, man. I was pumped. I was ready to go. I went hard for like a week straight, man. I mean, I was getting busy. Then that next week hit and I'm like, bruh, I don't feel like doing nothing. And once I told myself that, I started believing that I couldn't do it. It took me a long time to learn that even on the days that I didn't feel like doing it, I had to push through. Listen, the only difference between you and people who are successful at what they do is that when they don't feel like doing it, they still do it anyway. Key, y'all might want to write that one down. When they don't feel like doing it, they still do it anyway. Stop comparing your beginning to somebody else's middle. You know, we don't know what they had to do to get to the point where they are now. A lot of times we look at people that are successful like it happened overnight. But truth is, you haven't seen the blood, sweat, and tears that actually went into the success that they have. In fact, let's stop comparing ourselves to the next person, period. You know, comparison is the thief of joy. The only person we should be competing with is ourselves. You know, try to be better than you were yesterday. And if you keep doing that, you have no choice but to get better. Now, just to recap the three myths. First, personal development is a solo journey. Don't be afraid to reach out to people. It can actually help you on your journey. Number two, it's all positive. You're not going to be positive 24/7. We still human. Let's focus on having more positive days than the negative ones. Number three, personal development is quick and easy. Stop looking for quick fixes. Easy come, easy go. It's a marathon, y'all, not a sprint. And then our bonus tip is easy for the people who are consistently doing it. They are not motivated all the time. You can be consistent too. When you don't feel like doing it, you still got to show up though. And for my 9-to-5 people, we still come to work on those days we don't want to be there. We got to get paid, right? Show yourself that same respect. And I'm going to leave y'all with this quote from my boy Jim Rohn. He said, learn to work harder on yourself than you do your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. Now, in our next episode, we jumping back into emotional intelligence. This actually will be part two. If you got some nuggets from part one, then make sure you tune in for this one. You know, we got more insight and tips to level up your EQ even more. Don't miss out. Thank you for joining us on the Personal Development Blueprint. We appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you picked up a nugget or two to supercharge your personal growth. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. We would love to hear some of your feedback. And remember, every little win counts on the road to becoming the best version of yourself. So stay focused, keep pushing forward, and you will keep leveling up. Key.